Now, on Friday, over €500,000 in funding was announced for flood mitigation measures for Listowel. The announcement was made by Minister for State at the Office of Public Works, Kevin Boxer-Moran. In November last year, the river burst its banks in what was described as a once-in-150-year flooding event. Over 100 people from 70 properties were evacuated in Listowel and Killocrim. Among those there on Friday were Minister for State Kevin Boxer-Moran, Minister Norma Foley, Minister of State Michael Healy-Ray, Senator Mike Kennelly, Cathaoirleac and Listowel Municipal District Michael Lean, Listowel Councillors Aoife Kennelly, Speedy Nolan, and Kerry County Council staff and management, the OPW there too, and Councillors Jackie Healy-Ray and Anna Sullivan, as well as the residents. David Nelligan was there for Radio Kerry.
November 23rd, 2024 is a date which will be long remembered for locals in Listowel and Killocrim. Devastating floods resulted in over 100 people from more than 70 properties being evacuated from their homes. The incident was described as one of the worst flooding events in the area in over 50 years, and later described as a once-in-a-150-year event. The River Feel breached its banks in many areas, with Met Éireann reporting at the time that the river exceeded its highest level in more than 20 years that night. Among the factors cited was the volume of runoff, a combination of rain from Storm Bert and snow melt. Councillors in the Listowel Municipal District have called for a proposed flood relief centre to be located in the county, while Senator Mike Kennelly says the Listowel area has been identified for a major flood relief scheme and that studies for the development are ongoing. On Friday, the Minister with responsibility for the Office of Public Works, Kevin Boxer-Moran, visited Listowel and from the banks of the River Feel announced over €500,000 in funding for flood mitigation measures. Listowel native and Fine Gael Senator Mike Kennelly recalls the flooding, which he described as tsunami-like.
To witness what the destruction that flood event on the morning of the 23rd was actually sea lives devastated. In front of me, I was here, I was on the ground doing what I could to save houses, and I went from saving houses that morning to saving lives for the one in Killocrim, which got really destroyed and devastated. It's fantastic. Look, I've been beating the drum locally, nationally on this. I made a promise to the people of Listowel and Killocrim and all Kerry areas that flooding is probably the biggest principal matter that's going to affect people. From that November flood event to past ones as well, we were a lightning rod in one instance, I suppose, really, in relation to flood events, and November really broke the back on it. And I did what I could. Minister Boxer-Moran criticised me for maybe coming to it being too hard on him, but I'll do anything for the people here, and I'm so delighted today. It's been 10 months, I suppose, really heading for 10 months since it happened. And I suppose in relative terms, it's fast enough. Mm-hmm. in terms of getting works done. So I'm delighted today. The sun is shining right now on us as we speak, David, and I just hope that the lives of and future fears of flooding will be eliminated and people can get on and not waking up at 2 o'clock or 3 o'clock in the morning with the threat that is coming in again. So
Minister of State Kevin Boxer-Moran announced the over €500,000 in funding for flood mitigation measures. He says the delivery shows joint action by his department, the OPW and Kerry County Council.
Well, I suppose I've been in Kerry now for practically the last 2 days. I've seen much of the problems, not just here in Listowel, in Killocrim, Cleevra and right across the whole county of Kerry. I said the Healy-Ray has had me on tour, and I said that with the best will in the world that I've seen every problem in terms of flooding, and I want to acknowledge the Minister. We looked at a lot of heritage stuff that in the last couple of hours right across the country of Kerry, and I acknowledge because I work close with these people on a daily basis. But I also want to say it to the people of Listowel. That's the reason why I'm here. I came to Kerry yesterday morning, and I have to be honest with you, the eyes weren't on, the T's weren't crossed, and I wasn't going to be in a possibility to make this announcement today. So what I did do, and what I spoken a lot to my officials with Kerry County Council in trying to get the enabled work started. We worked from 8:15 yesterday morning right up to 11:15 last night, and I'm pleased to say not alone the work now that's going to happen, it's particularly in Killocrim. I've enabled machinery into Killocrim this morning, and as from this day next week, you will have some machinery on the ground. This is €500,000 that I'm doing in interim work straight away into Listowel. I'm a man that I've seen too much suffering, and I said this with the best will in the world. I could have took any job within government as a junior minister. I went back into for one reason. I want to make sure to deliver to the people of the community. I'm very, very honoured to be here with Kerry County Council this morning, working very closely, and my own staff within the OPW, because I can't acknowledge the work they've done in the last 24 hours to make this announcement possible today. But it's good news all round, particularly for the people of Stoyle, say, in Killacrim, and they have suffered more than us here with the suits today. I've met people on the street yesterday that told me that we need to see action. And I don't think, and I coming down here yesterday, without them two men there standing beside you, that I have the machines on the ground to start today and next week. And I think you couldn't give a better and a stronger reaction to that as a minister to the people. We in government are committed, as I say, 63 million of the national development committed to Kerry in terms of flooding. And it's my job as minister to deliver that, working through the local authorities. I do put huge pressure on local authorities up and down the country, where I want them to come into my department and I want them to deliver for the people. I don't like this, that the people saying, blaming OPW for things that they can't get done. It's up to the local authorities to come into my department and work with us, and we will work for the people. That's what we're elected to.
So, Minister Foley, an announcement here today of, I suppose, wheels on the ground, start of work, but I suppose it's a stepping stone along the path.
Yeah, it's really important that we got to this point, and I want to acknowledge, I mean, I was here myself at the time. It was an horrendous trauma altogether for residents in particular. The Bridge Road, Killacrim, Gortnaminch, it was horrendous. Older people, young children, families, all discommoded, all their treasures in life, if you know what I mean, lost. So we really needed to get the wheels in motion here, and I do want to commend Kerry County Council. They were the first on the scene here. They were doing what needed to be done as a short-term measure, but the bigger picture, we were always in mind of the bigger picture of mitigation work that needed to be done, both, you know, here in Listowel and Killacrim, and you know, so the plans had to be put in place, the submissions made and everything else. And I really do want to commend Minister Moran, you know, for his open door. We have been hounding him now really for the last number of months to get this over the line, and I know it's been really frustrating for residents wondering what's happening and so on and so forth, but it did demand a lot of work, and Kerry County Council did do that work in terms of the submissions and that. So it's a really positive day today. We're talking multi-million euro investment here in terms of, you know, smaller scheme really, I suppose, from the Killacrim side of it, the Stoyle side of it, and really it's future proofing that when we're talking about you know, potential flooding and all of that, we just need to eradicate. We need to be future prepared, and that's what today is all about.
Minister of State Michael Healy-Ray praised Kevin Boxer Moran, describing him as proactive in his approach.
Well, first of all, I'm very, very grateful. I'm here with Councillor Liam Speedy Nolan. We're very grateful to the Minister. I invited him down here a long time ago. This visit is a little bit overdue, but the man is trying to cover the country. But the announcement that he's made of €500,000, which will being spent immediately, and it's he announced it here today. The Minister is the man in charge of the budget, and he came here and he's delivering that money, and I'm very grateful to him, to his department people. It's going to make a massive, what I would call, source of comfort to the people of Killacrim and the greater Listowel area. And he's looked at other projects which were very important, the Cashin River. He gave us a bit of money there today for our FERT as well, for a project there. He's a great minister, very proactive. He looked at situations in Cremorne yesterday, in Rossbay, and you know, indeed over even into Rathmore and Killarney. So he's a very proactive minister. But today is Listowel's day, Killacrim's day. They've been tortured here in the past, where people literally nearly lost their lives. But I'm very, very grateful to the fact that he's proactive. He's answered our call. This is delivery. This is the government delivering on the ground. And it's in particularly Minister Boxer Moran, and he's giving us what we needed. And there are future works we will need, but this interim works are often very, very beneficial in protecting property and most of all protecting people's lives. So we're very grateful, and I thank him from the bottom of my heart.
So Fine Gael Senator Mike Kennelly, I suppose we take it back to that day. It was described at the time as a once in a 100-year event, and even if you look at the River Feel as we speak now, it's fairly high. So confidence-wise, is it enough? I know you said there's a lot coming down the line.
Yeah, it was classified as once in a 100-year event. And it was classified as the perfect storm, because 2 days before that we had a snowfall upstream or whatever, and that night, on the night when the flood was started, when the rains came, there was a code yellow, which was not too significant, I'll be honest with you. No, there wasn't too many heads raised. But then the thaw set in, the temperatures rose, the thaw set in, and it came like, and I've up in the Shannon, I've said this, it came in like a tsunami. It hit the field, from every field down, and it came in and it destroyed everything in a flick of a light. So yeah, we can learn from that, and the walks that are proposed today will alleviate all of it, I'm hoping, all of it. There is a major flood relief scheme that Listowel has been identified, Dave, and I think people need to know this as well. The studies and the reports have all been drawn up at the moment. It's a little bit down the line, but and also with the walks in Cleaver, where I live up myself, that was nearly, I won't say capacity yesterday. We got a lot of rain in the Stowell area yesterday, and this is working. It is working. The water started going into the continuation ponds that the OPW delighted. Another £2 million project to prevent flooding, David. So that's where we are. It's a fantastic day for the people in North Kerry, and I'm so happy.